And the Alterator's Light, the society that you'll see in the first book, humanity has learned how to come to grips with the divisiveness of skin color that we have to deal with today, that we've been dealing with for thousands of years. It really doesn't even make a difference. If you come across a village on your travels, any color of skin, it might even be gray skin in this story, and you'll learn why that occurs. It makes some difference. These folks don't really think of that like we do. They're all considered part of the human race. But they do have different races, literal races, like the Blighters and the Alterators. They slowly start to create their own races over time. So there is an element of racism in the story, but it's not the same type of racism that you would see in our own society, where the race is defined by the color of your skin. In this story, it's defined by how your genetic code is basically made up. I mean, there are absolute physical differences between the different races.